Hello and welcome to Love Beyond Belief, a truly life-changing adventure and journey using EFT. So are you ready for Love Beyond Belief? How is everybody so far? Very quiet.
Hey everybody, keep some good vibes for me. I'm going to a speed dating event tonight.
Speed dating? I wonder if that's followed up by speed breaking up. No.
No, I want long dating.
Well, just practice.
At least it'll be fast.
Hello?
Wow, it's quiet in here.
We're awaiting your impending arrival.
Aha!
And here you are. Actually, someone was just saying...
Mrs. Cheryl, thanks very much for replying to my email.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's made a big difference.
That's what I'm here for.
Someone was just saying that they're going to speed dating tonight.
That's me, the super friendly one.
See there, that works.
That is so cool. It's so cool. All right.
Hello, this is Ludmilla. How are you?
I'm well. I think everybody's very in a quiet mood today.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Except for the speed dating person.
Oh, I'm just doing some major personality repression. I would talk your ear off.
Did Brad go away?
Sorry about that.
Oh, there you are. How are you today, Brad?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, thanks.
Excellent.
How about you?
Oh, well.
How's everyone else doing?
Very well. Well.
Fabulous.
All right.
Too good.
How about a magnificent? Can I get a magnificent?
Next week.
Excellent. Dwayne's doing great because he just sent me a picture of his private jet, so...
Wow.
Law of attraction at its best.
Okay, so... What I wanted to talk about this week was... What I was using was a lot of expletives and say this week. My producer has beeped out everything. Wow.
Oh, it's going to be one of those days, is it?
It's in the air.
Okay, we're going to edit all of that out. And starting all over again. Good afternoon, everyone. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Or extremely good morning to some of you. There we go.
Okay.
So, what I want to talk about this week, next on our agenda, is the idea of deservedness. Mm-hmm. Which, it's interesting that this is coming at that I just chose to do it at this point, because that's, if any of you heard Money Beyond Belief, that was one of the first things that came up. And in fact, when I do teleseminars, it's often the first thing that comes up, because so often we block ourselves because we have this misunderstanding that we're undeserving. And this is definitely a key thing in relationships as well.
Why do you think that is so prevalent, Brad, with everybody? I mean, why is that a universal, or is it a universal thing?
You know, I'm not... Somebody keeps pushing their phone. Please don't do that anymore.
Please stop swearing, Brad, and then it won't happen anymore.
You know, somewhere along the line, we got this idea that we're not supposed to be great. And, you know, we're not supposed to expect great things from ourselves. And actually, go ahead and start tapping everyone while we're... As long as we're talking about this, let's do some clearing to begin with.
Okay.
And be tapping out of the collarbone point or different points. We've gotten this... We've been told, you know, either that we shouldn't expect great things, we shouldn't get our hopes up, we shouldn't think too highly of ourselves, or even worse, to the extreme, many of us have been told, you're no good, you're not worth anything, you'll never amount to anything. It's all fear-based teaching. All comes from people teaching us from their fears about how we're supposed to be, and also from how they feel about themselves. Why it started, I'm not sure. I was just having a conversation with a client, you know, about Christian principles, and in which, you know, Jesus said, "These things I do, and greater still you shall do also. You are in me, I'm in the Father, we're all together, we're all divine." And even though it says that in the Bible, you know, and I know there may be folks on this line who are in different religions, and that's fine. It's but just taking this as one example, that it, in spite of the fact that that's what was written, a lot of people aren't raised knowing that. Those sort of things aren't emphasized, and in fact, we're told that we're less than and we're separate from. And just from the beginning, when we're told that we're separate from, right away we start to have a misconception about our own divinity and how worthy and deserving that we really are.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's all these different degrees of how unworthy and how undeserving we've been taught to believe that we are. And it's just a crime, and I'm here to stamp it out.
Well, you know, it's shocking, I think, to everybody who starts this journey and starts realizing what's in there and what they need to clear out, that how prevalent it is, like how they're not the only ones thinking that.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it really is, it's epidemic. And we are here to do our part to put an end to it.
Well, would you suggest that a lot of conflict comes from, you know, that being in relationships, being that we're here talking about love beyond belief, that both people might have that program running below the surface?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we create our reality, and we create our reality from our beliefs, and we get the kind of relationship that we think we deserve. And I think that's a point that you brought up at the end of the last call, was attracting the same kind of person over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And so we attract the same kind of problems because we think that that's what we deserve. If somebody had an abusive relationship, was abused as a child, they might take on this belief of, oh, well, that must be what I deserve. And so they attract to them abusive partners because that's what they believe they deserve. That's what they think is, quote-unquote, right for them.
On a subconscious
level. Consciously, they don't believe that.
Right, but subconsciously, that's in there.
Yeah, subconsciously, that's what's comfortable. You know, it's the same reason that people who win the lottery so often blow it all, because they're no longer comfortable with it, because it's not what they feel they deserve. They might consciously say, oh, yeah, I deserve that, but unconsciously, like, whoa, this is way out of the range for me. I need to get rid of this quick.
So this is a big thing, because this is not just about getting this out of the way to attract the person to you, but this is an ongoing thing in maintaining.
Ongoing, absolutely.
Because conscious relationship.
Once, you know, when you're in a relationship, and, you know, if it's going really well, and you're really in sync with your partner, and, you know, everything's great, you know, conversation is great, sex is great, everything's really good, and there might be a party going, I don't deserve it to be this good, I need to throw the switch.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do something to really piss my partner off so that they'll start being angry at me, and then we can get back to a nice, comfortable level of conflict.
And again, that like what you said about it not being in your conscious recognition, that's the critical piece here, because a lot of people listening might go, well, I don't do that.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not a conscious thing. We don't, you know, when you're in an argument, you know, with your partner, you don't consciously sit there and go, man, things have been too good. I need to stir things up a bit.
That's
fine. No one consciously goes looking for that. Well, I'm going to say that, but very few of us.
Very few of the people that would be attracted to this program.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Yes. If you're listening to this now, either live right now or in the future, you're already enlightened. So.
There we go.
So, what we need to start doing is recognizing that we deserve so much better. Everybody on board for that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, all right. I don't know. Maybe, I suppose, if I have to.
Hey, Brad?
Yes?
How about the years and years of every Sunday, Lord, I am not worthy.
Yeah, don't even get me started. I've already had that conversation twice with clients this week. Yes. And I recently went to a workshop with a guy named Chris Howard, and he put it beautifully. He said, when you say that you're not worthy, you're blaspheming. because, you know, I mean, that's in the Catholic Church. I don't know if the other churches do it. The Catholic Church says that. I still attend the Catholic Church. I just don't say that. every week, you know, well, I can't say I go every week, but when I do go, I play a game with myself going, what can I possibly say here? So, I just, you know, it's, I like being in a place where people are in the conversation of God, but there are definitely things that I can't repeat, Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you. Because, one, that's totally taken out of context, and Jesus never told us to say that. And two, you're just wrong. So.
It's like suggesting God made crap, then.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Having judgment on, you know.
Yeah.
What was created. It's never made sense to me either, so I'm there.
Imagine God saying, what do you mean you're not worthy? I made you. How could you not be worthy? So, anyhow.
All right.
Not to go too, not to get too much into religion, but that's definitely, there's definitely religious components for a lot of people. You know, because in many churches, many religions, teach, and I don't think that it's, you know, if there's any of it done consciously, I think it was done many, many years ago to create this idea of separation so that power is maintained.
Mm-hmm. That also explains a little bit of the earlier question, why it's systemic and why it's just, I mean, it could be from long ago and passed on through our DNA at this point.
Yep, collective unconscious.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but you've got there definitely elements in different religions that say that suggest that we are less than, which is, you know, if you really read what's there, it doesn't say that.
Okay, the real question is, can we blast this out by tapping?
Yes, let's get into that. Let's blast this. So,
okay,
everybody, you know, so we're gonna talk in terms of relationships because this is Love Beyond Belief. And, you know, you'll be able to go back and tap on other areas of life where deservedness comes into play. So everyone, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. Just breathing comfortably now. Just say, I deserve a wonderful relationship. And just check in with yourself. What thoughts come through your mind? What feelings go through your body? And see how much you believe that. On a scale of 0 to 10. Just notice what that number is and what thoughts or feelings are there. Let's start to knock that out of there. If you're willing, go ahead and start tapping on the side of your hand. Even though I'm not worthy and deserving of a wonderful relationship.
Even though I'm not worthy and deserving of a wonderful relationship.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm not worthy and deserving of a wonderful relationship.
Even though I'm not worthy and deserving of a wonderful relationship.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
Even though I'm not worthy and deserving of a wonderful relationship.
Even though I'm not worthy and deserving of a wonderful relationship.
I'm not even sure.
I'm not even sure.
I deserve any kind of relationship.
I deserve any kind of relationship.
But if I did allow one.
But if I did allow one.
It couldn't be wonderful.
It couldn't be wonderful.
It could be okay at times.
It could be okay at times.
It might even be great at times.
It might even be great at times.
But I don't deserve any better than that.
But I don't deserve any better than that.
I deserve some abuse.
I deserve some abuse.
Maybe not physically.
Maybe not physically.
And maybe not even from the other person.
Maybe not even from the other person.
But I create my reality.
But I create my reality.
And there's a part of me.
And there's a part of me.
That thinks I deserve to have it go rough sometimes.
That thinks I deserve to have it go rough sometimes.
And even though I don't deserve a better relationship than that.
Even though I don't deserve a better relationship than that.
I deeply and completely.
I deeply and completely.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
Forgive and accept myself.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Who has mistakenly taught me to believe this.
Who has mistakenly taught me to believe this.
Eyebrow point. I'm so undeserving.
So undeserving.
Sadia, I'm so undeserving of love.
So undeserving of love.
Avi, I'm so undeserving of love.
So undeserving of love.
Anos, I'm so unworthy of love.
So unworthy of love.
Anamath, I'm so unworthy of love.
So unworthy of love.
Kalabone, I'm so unlovable.
So unlovable.
Out of the arm, I'm so unlovable.
So unlovable.
Top of that, I'm so unlovable.
So unlovable.
Eyebrow point, and if I was in court.
And if I was in court.
Sadia, I might try to present all kinds of evidence.
I might try to present all kinds of evidence.
Under the eye, as to why I'm so unlovable.
As to why I'm so unlovable.
Under the nose. I might show.
I might show.
Under mouth, all the precedent.
All the precedent.
Colin, all the times.
All the times.
Under the arm, that other people.
That other people.
Top of it, have told me that I was unlovable.
Have told me that I was unlovable.
Eyebrow point. Maybe not in their words.
Maybe not in their words.
Sorry, but in something they did.
But in something they did.
Under the eye. Problem is.
Problem is.
I know that doesn't prove anything about me.
That doesn't prove anything about me.
I don't know, it just proves something about them.
It just proves something about them.
Carbone, if someone else said I was unlovable.
If someone else said I was unlovable.
On the arm, what makes me think they were right?
What makes me think they were right?
Top of that, I was created by God.
I was created by God.
Eyebrow point, how could I be unlovable?
So how could I be unlovable?
Sorry, I was created as part of a loving universe.
I was created as part of a loving universe.
I was created from love.
I was created from love.
No matter what my parents thought of each other.
No matter what my parents thought of each other.
Out of mouth, I was created from love.
I was created from love.
Collarbone, how could I be anything but lovable?
So how could I be anything but lovable?
Out of the arm, releasing all this evidence.
Releasing all this evidence?
Top said that I'm unlovable.
That I'm unlovable.
Eyebrow point, releasing all this evidence.
Releasing all this evidence.
Side of the eye, as to why I'm not deserving.
As to why I'm not deserving.
Out of the eye, I have a wonderful relationship.
I have a wonderful relationship.
I don't know, maybe I've never had one before.
Maybe I've never had one before.
I don't know. Maybe I haven't had any kind of relationship before.
Maybe I haven't had any relationship before.
Collarbone, and I might think of that as proof.
And I might think of that as proof.
I mean, that I must not deserve it.
That I must not deserve it.
Top of head. When I was a baby.
When I was a baby.
Eyebrow point, and could only crawl.
And could only crawl.
Sorry, was I undeserving of walking?
Was I undeserving of walking?
Or had I just not gotten there yet?
Or had I just not gotten there yet?
And that's because I can walk now.
Because I can walk now.
On a mouth. There's all kinds of things I do.
There's all kinds of things I do.
Collarbone, all kinds of things that I've done.
All kinds of things that I've done.
On the arm, that I hadn't done that before I did it.
That I hadn't done before I did it.
Top of the head. I'm worthy and deserving.
I'm worthy and deserving.
Eyebrow point, I am worthy and deserving.
I am worthy and deserving.
Sadia, I was created worthy and deserving.
I was created worthy and deserving.
I'm releasing all this evidence.
Releasing all this evidence.
I was releasing all these reasons.
Releasing all these reasons.
I'm of why I'm not worthy.
Why I'm not worthy.
Call them why I'm not deserving.
Why I'm not deserving.
Maybe I think there's something wrong with me.
Maybe I think there's something wrong with me.
Top of it, I'm not nice enough.
I'm not nice enough.
Eyebrow point, maybe I'm too nice.
Maybe I'm too nice.
Sorry, I'm too darn super friendly.
I'm too darn super friendly.
All these reasons.
All these reasons.
That's why I'm undeserving.
Why I'm undeserving.
On a mouth. And some of them are ridiculous.
And some of them are ridiculous.
Collarbone, how could being super friendly?
How could being super friendly?
On the arm, make me undeserving of love.
Make me undeserving of love.
Top of that, all these reasons.
All these reasons.
Eyebrow point, maybe I think I'm too tall.
Maybe I think I'm too tall.
Sorry, maybe I'm too short.
Maybe I'm too short.
On the eye, I'm too rich.
Too rich.
On the eye, I'm too poor.
We're too poor.
On a mouth, I'm too attractive.
I'm too attractive.
Collarbone, I'm not attractive enough.
I'm not attractive enough.
On the arm, I'm too heavy.
I'm too heavy.
Top of it, I'm too thin.
I'm too thin.
Eyebrow point, I've got all kinds of reasons.
I've got all kinds of reasons.
Sadie eye, why I shouldn't be loved.
Why I shouldn't be loved.
Adi eye, why I'm not good enough.
Why I'm not good enough.
on us for a loving relationship.
For a loving relationship.
On and off. Why I'm not good enough.
Why I'm not good enough.
Called on to have someone love me.
To have someone love me.
On and off. The really frustrating thing is.
The really frustrating thing is.
Called on, there are people out there.
There are people out there.
Eyebrow point. Having loving relationships.
Having loving relationships.
Savvy eye, who are richer than I am.
Who are richer than I am.
On the eye, who are poorer than I am.
Who are poorer than I am.
On those who are thinner than I am.
Who are thinner than I am.
On a mouth, who are heavier than I am.
Who are heavier than I am.
Collarbone, who are less attractive than I am.
Who are less attractive than I am.
On the arm, who are more attractive than I am.
Who are more attractive than I am.
Top of the head, they're older than I am.
Who are older than I am.
Eyebrow point, they're younger than I am.
Younger than I am.
Sorry, for every excuse that I have.
For every excuse that I have.
As to why I'm not good enough.
As to why I'm not good enough.
For a loving relationship.
For a loving relationship.
There's somebody out there.
There's somebody out there.
Call them that doesn't apply to.
That doesn't apply to.
And if it doesn't apply to them.
And if it doesn't apply to them.
Top of that, it's not a universal truth.
It's not a universal truth.
Eyebrow point, and if it's not a universal truth.
And if it's not a universal truth.
Sorry, I see no reason for it to apply to me.
I see no reason for it to apply to me.
Releasing these reasons.
Releasing these reasons.
I was releasing these excuses.
Releasing these excuses.
Bottom off, all the old reasons.
All the old reasons.
Calling all these old excuses.
All these old excuses.
On the arm, as to why I'm not good enough.
As to why I'm not good enough.
Top of that, as to why I'm not worthy of a loving relationship.
As to why I'm not worthy for a loving relationship.
Eyebrow point, as to why I'm not worthy of love.
As to why I'm not worthy of love.
Sorry, all these reasons.
All these reasons.
Why I don't deserve a wonderful relationship.
Why I don't deserve a loving relationship.
Out of the nose, releasing them.
Releasing them.
Out of the mouth, releasing these reasons at a cellular level.
Releasing these reasons at a cellular level.
Cobbon, releasing them from every fiber of my being.
Releasing them from every fiber of my being.
Out of the arm, I am just as worthy of love.
I'm just as worthy of love.
Top of that, as anyone else.
As anyone else.
Eyebrow point, releasing the barriers to that.
Releasing the barriers to that.
Sorry, releasing the blocks to knowing that.
Releasing the blocks to knowing that.
And releasing all the doubts.
Releasing all the doubts.
Because there have been times in my life.
Because there have been times in my life.
On and off, where I've been told.
Where I've been told.
Cobham, that I was unworthy.
That I was unworthy.
On the arm, that I was undeserving.
That I was undeserving.
Top of it, that I wasn't good enough.
That I wasn't good enough.
Eyebrow point, maybe someone went as far as say.
Maybe someone went as far as to say.
Sorry, no one could ever love you.
No one could ever love you.
You're not good enough to be loved.
You're not good enough to be loved.
And why would I believe that person?
Why would I believe that person?
On a mouth, why would I believe someone who said that?
Why would I believe someone that said that?
Cobham, because anyone who would say that.
Because anyone who would say that.
Was not a happy person.
Was not a happy person.
Top of that, this was not a statement.
This was not a statement.
Eyebrow point, from a person.
From a person.
Sadiai, who is enjoying the life of their dreams.
Who is enjoying the life of their dreams.
Anayai, and if they were so miserable.
And if they were so miserable.
Why would I take their advice?
Why would I take their advice?
Anmouth, why would I take their advice?
Why would I take their advice?
Collarbone, that's like asking a homeless person.
It's like asking a homeless person.
Under the arm for financial advice.
For financial advice.
Top of the head. They're perfectly fine human beings.
They're perfectly fine human beings.
Eyebrow point. They just don't know what they're talking about.
They just don't know what they're talking about.
So I'm releasing that.
So I'm releasing that.
I'm releasing this need.
Releasing this need.
To listen to foolish comments.
To listen to foolish comments.
On a mouth, releasing this need.
Releasing this need.
Calvin, to believe misinformation.
To believe misinformation.
On the arm, letting it go.
Letting it go.
Top of it. All of these statements.
All of these statements.
Eyebrow point. About me not being worthy.
About me not being worthy.
Sadly, all of this nonsense.
All this nonsense.
All of the times.
All of the times.
Under the nose, that I just assumed.
That I just assumed.
On a mouth, that I wasn't good enough.
That I wasn't good enough.
Collarbone, from things that happened.
From things that happened.
Under the arm, sometimes I just decided it on my own.
Sometimes I just decided on my own.
Top of the head, and I'm clearing that out now.
And I'm clearing that out now.
Eyebrow point, clearing that out.
clearing that out.
Side eye. It's all nonsense.
It's all nonsense.
Anya, I was created worthy and deserving.
I was created worthy and deserving.
Anya knows. In a loving universe.
In a loving universe.
Anya Mouth, I am deserving of love.
I am deserving of love.
Collarbone, I deserve love from myself.
I deserve love from myself.
Out of the arm, I deserve love from others.
I deserve love from others.
Top of it, I deserve a wonderful relationship.
I deserve a wonderful relationship.
Take a deep breath. Thoughts, comments, questions. Check in with yourself on how... So go ahead and close your eyes and say again, I'm worthy and deserving of a wonderful relationship. And see how much more true that feels.
I noticed, Brad, my voice was going on that round. Is that significant of anything?
Could be. I noticed that too, but I didn't, you know, it's, you know, there's a number of different ways that it could be read. You know, it may be, you know, it could be that it's like, well, this is a really hard thing to deal with. It's a hard thing to talk about. And there may be a place of recognizing, wow, this is really a deep thing, and just kind of going into a more quiet place. You know, it's almost a kind of reverence.
Interesting.
For yourself and your own, and your actual worthiness.
So it could be indicative of what I'm clearing, or the depth of what I'm clearing.
Yeah.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah. Other thoughts, comments, questions? Things that got shifted?
I had a tightness in my stomach when I did the checking in at first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that the tightness was just completely gone when I checked in after the tapping.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. You know, it's amazing, these things that that sometimes they seem so, they're such critical things, and they clear quickly, and sometimes because just we haven't known to look there. You know, and it's something that's been we could have taken care of, but we didn't know. It's not like we're often in a conversation with people about, oh, are you feeling worthy and deserving today? Oh, you know, now that you mention it, no. Oh, I'm glad I thought about that. You know, we don't discuss these things on a regular basis, which is probably too bad. You know, start the day going, how worthy do I feel today? Or am I confused? Because if you're not feeling worthy and deserving, that's just indicative of confusion. It's misinformation. And sometimes just by opening ourselves up to it and shedding light on that, we can allow the clearing relatively quickly.
I noticed about three quarters of the way through, that seems to be when you really feel things moving.
Yeah. It's, Why do you tap in the way I tap?
There's a lot of people way.
Go one round, and for me there's a thing of, you know, it's sort of a, you know, I don't know, it's like a five act play.
Yeah, I've noticed that consistently with every round or every session I've ever done with you, Brad. It's about three quarters of the way through, like I'll be going along, and it's sort of, you're still in your conscious mind, and it's like getting in there and just scraping something out. And about three quarters of the way through, it's like, oh, there it is.
Yeah. It just works differently for different folks. But yeah, there's sort of, as I said, I feel some sort of guidance when I'm doing this, and just sort of the words keep coming. It's like, okay, now go here, now go there, and now stop. Okay, good.
And the value of doing this, too, is that you can revisit these ones. I mean, if this is a systemic kind of, you know, issue in someone's life, and it's apparently in a lot of ours, you know, this could almost be like a daily maintenance program or something.
Yeah, and just, it won't be tapping again, either collarbone or different points. And I know you had Bob Doyle on your show again the other night. You know, Bob and I talk about this, the extent to which we're not experiencing anything that we desire is the extent to which we're resisting it. So it's like, okay, why would I resist this? And, you know, it's certainly a feeling of, well, I don't deserve it, and so there would be something wrong if I were to have it, would be a natural reason, quote-unquote natural reason for us to resist a wonderful relationship as well as anything else that we might want in life. You know, if we, you know, a lot of people here know Mike Dooley of Totally Unique Thoughts, TUT.com, and the Messages from the Universe. He was also in The Secret, and one of his messages from the universe was, just allow it. That's all you need to do. I've already done all the rest. So it's, you know, why won't we allow it? If we recognize that we're worthy and deserving of it, it's already there. The abundance, the love, the people, there's 6 billion people. Even no matter where you are, there's at least a few people who are eligible as loving partners. And, you know, and as soon as we stop resisting and just allow it, it's there. And one of the, you know, what an important thing for allowing it to recognize, I'm deserving of it. If somebody offers you something and you say, well, I'm deserving of it, then there's no reason not to accept it.
What about just tapping on specific issues relating to relationship as to why you would be undeserving, like I'm, you know, not good enough at relationships, or, you know, is there a specific kind of underlying, you know, the next layer down that could be coming up for people?
Well, let's put that to the audience.
Audience,
what came up for folks? Maybe some clearing happened, and maybe something's feeling stuck. Maybe there's a, you know, if you're not feeling at a 10 as far as being worthy and deserving of a loving relationship, what thoughts or feelings are still stuck there?
I feel kind of angry and resentful.
Okay.
I don't want to get hurt or used. I look kind of on the angry side too.
Okay. Interesting.
I felt a lot of grief.
I'm still in the past evidence mode.
Yeah.
Still not all gone.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay, close your eyes, take a deep breath. Check in with yourself, and whether it's anger or grief or whatever it might be, rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. Notice where it is in your body, just so we have a gauge. And let's start tapping side of the hand.
Even though there's a lot of stuff coming up.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though there's a lot of stuff coming up.
Even though there's a lot of stuff coming up.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
Even though there's a lot of stuff coming up.
Even though there's a lot of stuff coming up.
There's anger.
There's anger.
There's grief.
Grief.
Regret.
Regret.
Resentment.
Resentment.
Shame.
Shame.
And all this remaining evidence.
And all this remaining evidence.
As to why I'm not worthy and deserving.
As to why I'm not worthy and deserving.
And all this anger.
And all this anger.
That I ever thought that.
That I ever thought that.
Or that anyone ever suggested it.
Or that anyone ever suggested it.
And even though all this stuff is coming up.
Even though all this stuff is coming up.
I deeply and completely. Love and forgive and accept myself.
Love, forgive, and accept myself.
And all these people.
And all these people.
Who have played a part in this.
Who have played a part in this.
They were doing the best they could.
They were doing the best they could.
And I don't owe it to them.
And I don't owe it to them.
To stay stuck.
To stay stuck.
Because they didn't know any better.
Because they didn't know any better.
Eyebrow point. All this stuff coming up.
All this stuff coming up.
Savia, all this stuff coming up.
All this stuff coming up.
Anya, all this anger.
All this anger.
Anas, all this grief.
All this grief.
Anamouth, all this anger.
All this anger.
Calvin, all this grief.
All this grief.
Under the arm, I want to know.
I want to know.
Top of the head, that I am worthy and deserving.
That I am worthy and deserving.
Eyebrow point, but just talking about it.
But just talking about it.
Sadie, it brings up uncomfortable feelings.
Brings up uncomfortable feelings.
Under the eye, and this may be a part of me.
And this may be a part of me.
On a nose that wants to keep me stuck.
That wants to keep me stuck.
On a mouth, keep me in my comfort zone.
Keep me in my comfort zone.
Calvin, it's telling me.
It's telling me.
On a arm, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Top of the head, you need to feel unworthy.
You need to feel unworthy.
Eyebrow point, you must feel undeserving.
Must feel undeserving.
Side of the eye, and if you're going to clear it.
If you're going to clear it.
On a eye, we're going to make it really uncomfortable.
We're going to make it really uncomfortable.
On a nose, how about a little anger?
How about some anger?
On a mouth, how about some grief?
How about some grief?
Calvin, you ready to stop yet?
Ready to stop yet.
On the arm, don't go any further.
Don't go any further.
Top of the, do not pass go.
Do not pass go.
Eyebrow point, do not collect $200.
Do not collect $200.
Sadia, stop where you are.
Stop where you are.
On the arm, but I refuse to stop.
But I refuse to stop.
On the arm, all this anger.
All this anger.
On the mouth, all this grief.
All this grief.
Calvin, it's smoke and mirrors.
It's smoke and mirrors.
On the arm, trying to keep me in my comfort zone.
Trying to keep me in my comfort zone.
Top of the head. I have reason to be angry.
I have reason to be angry.
Eyebrow point. People told me I was undeserving.
People told me I was undeserving.
Side of the eye. Or I went through experiences.
Or I went through experiences.
On the other, they were really uncomfortable.
They were really uncomfortable.
Honest, I've had bad relationships.
I've had bad relationships.
On a mouth, and I feel badly about that.
And I feel badly about that.
Calvin, I feel incompetent.
I feel incompetent.
On the arm, about my ability to do relationships.
About my ability to do relationships.
Top of the head. All this stuff.
All this stuff.
Eyebrow point. And I could justify any anger.
I could justify any anger.
Sadia, I could justify grief.
I could justify grief.
I've spent so many years.
I spent so many years.
I was resisting what's possible.
Resisting what's possible.
On the mouth. I should feel grief.
I should feel grief.
Called on about all the time lost.
About all the time lost.
On the arm, about all the opportunities lost.
About all the opportunities lost.
Top of it, I should feel angry about that.
I should feel angry about that.
Eyebrow point, I should stop shooting on myself.
I should stop shooting on myself.
Side of the eye, because that's not getting me anywhere.
Because that's not getting me anywhere.
On the arm, that's just more reason to feel badly.
That's just more reason to feel badly.
And I'm tired of feeling badly.
I'm tired of feeling badly.
On a mouth, and I deserve to feel good.
I deserve to feel good.
Cabon. And the best thing.
The best thing.
On the arm, in order to feel good.
In order to feel good.
Top of it is to let go of all those bad feelings.
Is to let go of all those bad feelings.
Eyebrow points. So even if they're justified.
So even if they're justified.
Side eye, so what?
So what?
On the eye, I may justify my anger.
I may justify my anger.
Honest, but it doesn't feel good.
But it doesn't feel good.
On a mouth, so I choose to release it.
So I choose to release it.
Calvin, releasing this anger.
Releasing this anger.
On the arm, releasing it at a cellular level.
Releasing it at a cellular level.
Top of it, setting myself free.
Setting myself free.
Eyebrow point, clearing out the grief.
Clearing out the grief.
Sadia, I could feel grief if I wanted.
I could feel grief if I wanted.
But why bother?
But why bother?
Why waste today?
Why waste today?
On a mouth, feeling badly.
Feeling badly.
Cobbone, about wasting yesterday.
About wasting yesterday.
On the arm. There's an old expression.
There's an old expression.
Top head, about throwing good money after bad.
About throwing good money after bad.
Eyebrow point, I don't need to throw.
I don't need to throw.
Side eye, good time after bad.
Good time after bad.
On the eye, the past is past.
The past is past.
Whatever happened in the past.
Whatever happened in the past.
On a mouth, is not true today.
Is not true today.
Calvin, it's not here today.
It's not here today.
On the arm, even if I did poorly in relationships in the past.
Even if I did poorly in relationships in the past.
Top of it, maybe I was too judgmental.
Maybe I was too judgmental.
Eyebrow point, maybe I was too angry.
Maybe I was too angry.
Side eye, maybe I was too needy.
Maybe I was too needy.
On the eye, maybe I was too jealous.
Maybe I was too jealous.
All these things I might have done in the past.
All these things I might have done in the past.
I'm off all these reasons.
All these reasons.
Column that I tell myself.
That I tell myself.
That I'm not good enough to do relationships.
That I'm not good enough to do relationships.
Top of the head, that I'm not good in relationships.
That I'm not good in relationships.
I have a real point. That's who I was at that time.
That's who I was at that time.
So I don't have to be that person.
I don't have to be that person.
Anayai. And all that behavior.
And all that behavior.
Anayai was just behavior.
Was just behavior.
Anamount, it was not the truth about who I am.
It was not the truth about who I am.
Called on the truth about who I am.
The truth about who I am.
On the arm is that I'm a magnificent child of God.
Is that I'm a magnificent child of God.
Top of the head, worthy and deserving.
Worthy and deserving.
Eyebrow point, of love.
Of love.
Sadia, from myself.
From myself.
And from others.
And from others.
On the nose, and since I'm so worthy of love.
And since I am so worthy of love.
On the mouth, I'm sending myself lots of love right now.
I'm sending myself lots of love right now.
Kavan, and healing the anger.
And healing the anger.
On the arm, healing the grief.
Healing the grief.
Top of that, it's not wrong that I feel those.
It's not wrong that I feel those.
Eyebrow point, they're natural human human emotions.
They're natural human emotions.
Side eye, it's okay that I feel them.
It's okay that I feel them.
On the eye, I honor myself for feeling them.
I honor myself for feeling them.
On a nose, it's also okay.
It's also okay.
On a mouth, for me to move through them.
For me to move through them.
Collarbone, grieving the past.
Grieving the past.
On the arm, feeling angry about past injustices.
Feeling angry about past injustices.
Top of the head, and then moving through those feelings.
And then moving through those feelings.
Eyebrow point, releasing the past.
Releasing the past.
Side of the eye. Because I deserve to feel good now.
Because I deserve to feel good now.
I have a right to feel good right now.
I have a right to feel good right now.
I was releasing my reasons for not doing so.
Releasing my reasons for not doing so.
I was releasing them at a cellular level.
Releasing them at a cellular level.
Carbon, just allowing myself to feel really good.
Allowing myself to feel really good.
Under the arm, knowing that I deserve that.
Knowing I deserve that.
Top of the head, just as I deserve love.
Just as I deserve love.
And take a deep breath. And now check back in and see where what shifts might have occurred, what might still be getting stuck.
I feel like a tightness in my chest has gone away, and I'm yawning a lot.
Yay!
Awesome. Yawning.
Yay! We love yawning in EFT.
Well, I can't stop yawning at all. I've been yawning and yawning and yawning, and I'm so tired now.
It's like a workout.
Yeah.
It is.
And the other person who is feeling the anger?
Yeah.
What, what's going on? Pardon me?
I feel happy and my hands are tingling.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, that was a good round.
We like happy.
Like that. I can't be hurt and used anymore.
Everyone be tapping here. We can only be hurt and used if we allow it at some level. And, you know, of course, when we're allowing it, it's not conscious. But now we, you know, we're using these tools to clear out the unconscious desire to attract being hurt and being used. And as you clear that out, you know, any unloving action that is visited upon you by someone else is just a reflection of a lack of love towards yourself. As we clear ourselves up inside to fully love and appreciate ourselves, guess what shows up in the mirror? You know.
I think that's what came up for me in that round, was that I kept having these random thoughts kind of perk up, you know, as we were tapping through. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to remember them all. The basic gist of it was, you know, how we were talking earlier about consciously you can be thinking, you know, this kind of relationship attracting this kind of situation, but subconsciously, if you have that stuff in there, and I've got, you know, God knows what in there. And I'm thinking, yeah, but what if I'm like a law of attraction nightmare waiting to happen? You know, like I know consciously I highly doubt I would be able to attract what I attracted, you know, into my experience 30 years ago, but damn, what if?
Right, right.
So well, a lot of fear, you know, kind of stuff coming up.
We're always looking in the mirror. You know, it's you want to know what's going on inside? Just look at your surroundings. I'm standing in my 9-year-old son's room. It's like, wow, that's quite a mess in there. There are clothes all over the floor inside me. All right. So recognizing that and going, okay. As we look at those things, and then we can see, all right, this is what I'm attracting at the moment, and if it's not quite what I am desiring, then the cleanup work is still inside. It's all an inside job. But and yeah, I think it's highly unlikely. I mean, if you were inclined to still attract that sort of relationship, you'd be in a relationship like that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I know. I like logically. I know that. I just my mind frick is going. Yeah, but what if?
Yep.
Law of attraction nightmare waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah. Side of the hand. Even though I don't trust myself yet.
Even though I don't trust myself yet.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I don't trust myself yet.
Even though I don't trust myself yet.
I deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
Deeply and completely love and forgive myself.
Even though I don't trust myself yet.
Even though I don't trust myself yet.
Because I've made mistakes in the past.
Because I've made mistakes in the past.
I've drawn people to me.
I've drawn people to me.
That were not for my highest good.
That were not for my highest good.
And I'm really afraid.
And I'm really afraid.
That I'll do that again.
That I'll do that again.
It's all well and good.
It's all well and good.
To say that I love myself more.
To say that I love myself more.
And that I'm worthy and deserving of a wonderful relationship.
And that I'm worthy and deserving of a wonderful relationship.
But there's still a part of me.
But there's still a part of me.
That's afraid my past doesn't look too good.
That's afraid my past doesn't look too good.
And that I'll make the same mistakes.
And I'll make the same mistakes.
And even though I don't trust myself yet.
And even though I don't trust myself yet.
I deeply and completely.
I deeply and completely.
Love and forgive and accept myself.
Love, forgive, and accept myself.
And these people in my past.
And these people in my past.
Who showed up at that time.
Who showed up at that time.
Because that's what I was attracting at that time.
Because that's what I was attracting at that time.
Eyebrow point. I don't trust myself yet.
Don't trust myself yet.
Sadia, I don't trust myself yet.
I don't trust myself yet.
Anya, I don't fully trust myself yet.
Don't fully trust myself yet.
Anas, I'd like to believe.
Like to believe.
Anna mouth, that I would attract better things now.
That I would attract better things now.
Collarbone, but I don't like my track record.
But I don't like my track record.
On the breast, and I'm still afraid.
I'm still afraid.
Anya, I'm still afraid.
Still afraid.
Top of it, I'm afraid that part of me.
Afraid that part of me.
Eyebrow point, still might think I don't deserve well. Still might think I don't deserve a great relationship.
Still might think I don't deserve a great relationship.
Side of the eye. I'm feeling more like I am.
I'm feeling more like I am.
Anya, but what if I look in the mirror again?
But what if I look in the mirror again?
Anya, and it still looks bad.
And it still looks bad.
Anya mouth, I still have the same kind of, I still have the same kind of relationships.
Still have the same kind of relationships.
Collarbone, I'm afraid to trust myself.
I'm afraid to trust myself.
Anya, I'm afraid to trust myself.
Afraid to trust myself.
Top of it, in fact.
In fact.
Eyebrow point, there may be a part of me.
There may be a part of me.
Side of the eye, that really wants to protect me.
That really wants to protect me.
Under the eye, and even though.
And even though...
I'm more enlightened now. Even though I love myself more now. Kavon, there might be a part of me. Unarmed, that wants to protect me from pain. Top of the head. And just for that sake... Eyebrow point. Might attract another unhealthy relationship. Sorry, just so it could say. I told you so. Anas, it's safer not to be in a relationship. Anamout, this fear that I'm not safe to get into a relationship. Kavon, this fear that I'll just repeat the same mistakes. Anayam, this fear that even though I feel better. Top of the head. I'll still attract bad relationships. Eyebrow point.
Maybe the truth is.
Sadia, there's no such thing as a bad relationship. Under the eye.
It's like looking in the mirror.
There's not a bad reflection, then.
On
a mouth. There's just educational reflections. Kavon, I've had educational relationships. On the arm.
I can learn.
Top of the head.
When I went to school.
Eyebrow point. I didn't know everything. Sadia, and there were times. When I didn't know the answer right away. That wasn't bad. On mouth,
I wasn't undeserving.
Kavon, I just hadn't learned yet. On the arm. And when I learned. Top of it,
I learned it.
Eyebrow point. And I moved forward. Sadia, I have learned. I have been educated. I am moving forward. I am worthy and deserving. Kavon, of things getting better and better. I am worthy and deserving. Top of it, of a wonderful relationship. Eyebrow point, I'm good enough for that. Sada, I'm more than good enough for that. On AI, I'm pretty darn wonderful. On a mouth, and as I acknowledge that. Kavon, it stands to reason. On the arm, that I attract wonderful people. Top of the head. Because the mirror is only going to show me what's going on inside of me. Eyebrow point. So the more I acknowledge how wonderful I am. Sadayai. The more wonderful the people that show up in my life. Anavayai. And when I look in the mirror. And my hair is out of place. Anamouth, I can say thank you. Kavon, thank you for showing me.
Thank you for showing me what was out of place.
On the arm, there's still some combing to be done. Top of it, and I'm doing it. Eyebrow point, I am healing. Side eye, and it gets better and better. I am healing. And my relationships get better and better. On a mouth.
I am wonderful.
Kavon, I am worthy and deserving of love. Under the arm, and that's what I'm attracting to myself. Top of the head, and I deserve that. And take a deep breath. Thoughts, comments, questions.
My mind was going, yeah, I can trust myself. It's just the other people I can't trust. I'm like, shut up and tap.
Other people are just reflections.
Yeah, it made me realize that I didn't trust myself, and I thought I trusted the other person.
Yeah.
The onion layers.
What shows up on the outside is always a reflection of what's going on inside.
sometimes we don't want to cop to that. But that's the only where, that's the only place we can create freedom. That's when we recognize that and taking responsibility for what shows up, you know. And, you know, can't look at the mirror and expect the mirror to fix its, to fix the hair.
That was the other thing that kept coming up while you were tapping through that was, what if it was really bad? You know, when we're saying, no, there's no bad anything, and my mind was really resistant in that round, I found. It was just yapping
that,
away.
Well, and that was a, I mean, I knew that when I threw those words out there that that's, you know, Neil Donald Walsh in Conversations with God, Book 2, wrote, had God writing, or through his writing, God said, "The truth is, I have sent you nothing but angels." And I mean, that just has really stuck with me since I read that years ago. You know, and it's not an easy, not necessarily an easy place to get to, that the acknowledgement of that.
Yeah.
But you know, and looking at it is okay. It's like the idea: there's no failure; there's only feedback.
That certainly gives a new meaning to School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah. You know, and it's, nothing, you know, Shakespeare said, nothing's good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And, I mean, there can definitely be things that we go, no, when somebody is physically abusive, that's bad, that's just plain out bad. But we can get stuck in that and hold ourselves back. Or we can say, okay, it is what it, you know, was what it was, and I can learn from that.
Yeah.
And it's a reflection of what I was allowing into my life at that time. Don't know why I did that. Wacky me. What was I thinking?
You're moving on. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You don't want to go into the victim energy around it. You want to be step into your power around it. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's not. So it's not about saying it wasn't bad. It's about being empowered and learning and moving through it.
And rather than bad, let's say it was what was not. Was not desired.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what was desired. So we can get caught, because when we get caught up in bad and that judgment, then we get stuck in negative energy.
Yeah,
as
exactly.
opposed to saying, what is it that I really want? You know, when my partner touches me, I want it to be a gentle, loving kind of touch. And that's what I desire.
Okay.
Judgment's just kind of, we get kind of mucked up in that.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring it up, because there could be a lot of people, you know, stuck there.
Absolutely, I'm glad you did, because I know that when I said it, it's like, wow, that can be a very challenging statement.
Yeah.
And it is.
It is.
And it's just trying to put a new spin on things of looking at it and going, okay. I mean, you know, we could sit there and we could have, you know, 50 out of 50 people all agreeing, you know, no, that was bad. That, you know, let's call it like it is. It's bad. It's like, okay, but that doesn't empower us.
No, and, as you say, it keeps you stuck.
Yeah, I'm more interested in empowerment than judgment.
Well, me too, because then we want to move past all that stuff, so.
Yep. Any quick thoughts or comments from anyone else before we go into a guided imagery? Take that as a no.
I guess not. There we go.
All right, then. Get yourselves comfy cozy. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. Another deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. And a third deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. And now just breathing comfortably. Breathing comfortably, and just imagine that with every breath you take in, you breathe in relaxation and positive energy. Imagine a healing light of whatever color you like surrounding your body so that with every breath you take in, your lungs comfortably draw in that healing light, allowing it to flow through every muscle, nerve, fiber, tissue, cell, and atom of your body. And a healing, cleansing shower flowing down over the top of your head, the warm, soothing water washing away guilt, fear, anger, sadness, doubt. Any old nonsense about not being worthy and deserving, letting that be washed away. Flowing down over the top of your head, soothing and relaxing. Flowing down over the back of your head and your forehead and your face, soothing, relaxing. Flowing down your neck and your shoulders, washing away tension, leaving your shoulders calm, comfortable, and relaxed. Healing, cleansing water flowing down your arms all the way down to your fingertips. Flowing over your chest and your stomach, soothing and relaxing, healing and cleansing. And allowing yourself to remain comfortably in whatever position you choose, allowing that healing water to flow down over your upper and lower back. Soothing, relaxing. As your torso relaxes, your internal organs comfortably do whatever they need to do to achieve and maintain your optimal level of health and well-being. And as you continue this clearing work, your organs have the freedom to do what they need to do. Past limiting beliefs and doubts, particularly about what you deserve, may have kept them from doing what they could do. And now giving your internal systems the freedom to do what they can do to achieve vibrant health in body, mind, and spirit. Cleansing, healing, soothing, relaxation flowing down your hips and your thighs, over your knees, down your lower legs, through your ankles, into your feet. And finally, that relaxation flows into your toes as you allow yourself to relax twice as much, going at least twice as deep with each number as I count backwards. 5, drifting down to 4, floating down to 3, 2, 1, and 0 is deep sleep. Remembering again that each and every time you hear me say the words deep sleep, with your permission, you return to this depth or deeper quickly, soundly, deeply, and the physical body relaxes, and with that relaxation comes a wonderful sense of calm well-being of both body and mind. Deeper, deeper, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0 is again deep sleep. And in this calm, comfortable state of mind and body, just imagine yourself in a beautiful place outdoors, walking along and taking in the beauty all around you. And there's a building in front of you, an absolutely beautiful building, with a sign that allows you to recognize it as a museum. You go up to the beautiful doors and you step inside. You find yourself in a great hall filled with beautiful objects of art. Whatever kind of art that you really enjoy. There's beautiful music playing, music that you love. As you walk through this hall and you see these beautiful objects of art, it could be paintings or statues, jewelry, crystal, fine art, really beautiful, exquisite art that you recognize as priceless, that you recognize as truly valuable. Just walk along, just allow yourself to notice and appreciate these beautiful objects of art. Really admiring the craftsmanship. Admiring the skill with which these things were created. And as you're walking along, you notice a full-length mirror, a beautiful full-length mirror. And as you step in front of it, you see yourself and see yourself the way you've been looking at all these objects of art, except that for all the skill and craftsmanship that went into all these other pieces of art in this museum, recognize that you were created by a much higher power than that. are the expression of the ultimate artistry. You are the greatest creation in this room, in this great hall filled with priceless, beautiful, exquisite pieces of art. You are the most exquisite. And all the admiration that you allowed yourself to give all these other pieces of art, recognizing that you are worthy and deserving of all that admiration and more. You are worthy and deserving of adoration, of love. Regardless of what defect you might see, or you might perceive, those are illusions. Maybe remnants of past beliefs about yourself. But really look at yourself in the mirror and see yourself the way your Creator sees you. Absolutely worthy and deserving of love. Absolutely exquisite and beautiful and magnificent. And allow yourself to recognize that in every fiber of your being. Allow yourself to feel really good about yourself, seeing yourself in a way that you may never have seen yourself before. Again, looking around this great hall filled with all these beautiful objects. And then recognizing yourself in the mirror as the most precious thing in the room. And the more you allow yourself to know this, the more you acknowledge the truth about yourself, the more you see that in the eyes of the people that show up in your life. As you recognize how worthy and deserving of adoration and love you really are, people who will love and adore you show up, and you deserve that. And taking this knowledge about yourself at an even deeper level, so that you take it with you from this moment on, and you have one direction in life from this moment on, and that is always forward, towards an ever more joyful experience of an ever greater abundance of health, wealth, happiness, and love. Loving yourself so much that you naturally draw into your life people who will treat you with love. A love that mirrors the love that you feel for yourself, and that you are so absolutely worthy and deserving of. Regardless of anything that's happened in the past, you are inherently worthy and deserving. In the very core of who you are. And from this moment on, moving forward, treating yourself with that love and respect. And just allowing yourself to expect it from others. And allowing yourself to take one more look in the mirror at how magnificent you are. And just allow yourself to feel grateful for how finely crafted you are. As we go even deeper now, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0 is again deep sleep. In a moment, I'll count you back out from 0 up to 5. 5 will be wide awake, alert, focused, and energetic, feeling better than before. Just loving yourself so much and knowing that you're worthy and deserving of that. And just not being surprised at all as love shows up in your life. Because you deserve it. Tonight, when you choose to go to sleep, don't be surprised when you fall asleep quickly, soundly, deeply, and sleep very well through the night. During the night, you'll dream. The more you dream, the stronger you become. I'm going to ask your subconscious mind to allow at least one of your dreams to be a very healing dream, continuing the healing process in body, mind, and spirit, so that in the morning, at the time you've chosen to wake up, you wake up easily, feeling refreshed and energetic, ready to start the day again, powerfully moving forward, a attracting an abundance of all good things, including love. And now go back down to zero, which is always deep sleep, allowing your mind, body, and spirit to digest all these positive thoughts and images, taking them in at a very deep level, so that these positive changes occur easily, effortlessly, and naturally. Count up to one, feeling physically relaxed. Two, feeling emotionally calm and confident. Three, health and well-being, enthusiasm, love, joy, and gratitude flowing through every muscle, nerve, fiber, tissue, cell, and atom of your body. Four, becoming more and more alert and aware of your surroundings. And five is eyes open, wide awake. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake. And welcome back. How we doing?
Another good time with Brad.
Great, beautiful. Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you. Alrighty.
Well, until next week. Now, next week is the final installment.
That's the plan.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, I'll be looking forward to that one. I think. And whoever it's
out there. That's where we pull it all together and make it all happen.
Yes. That's what I'm afraid of. Tap, tap, tap.
Tap, 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 tap.
Apparently I have more work to do. Right.
Shoot, I might actually end up in a relationship.
This might actually work. Oh, crap.
I might actually have love in my life.
Oh, no.
Was it last Valentine's Day we called it Getting Ready for Love?
Well, send us mail. Let us know how it goes at this speed dating thing, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
All right, you beautiful people. You have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful week.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you. That was great.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you all
you
so much for your participation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You guys make it happen.
We love you.
I love you, too.
Oh.
That's why I do this. I work from love. All right, take care, everybody.
All right, see you next week.